Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello. First up, thanks for listening to this Hoovering podcast. I'm very grateful for your precious time and attention. It makes me really very fond of you. If you, as well as time and attention, have any spare cash, I'm on a site called Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod. It's a really clever website where basically you can swap anything from as tiny as $2 a month up to huge bucks for rewards, for gifts, prezzies, if you will, from me, content related stuff. I think it's a really cool way of doing it. I do hate asking for money, but I've done it now. Please may I have some money. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, let's have a podcast, shall we? Please. This week's guests are the mighty funny dark bastards Flo and Joan, sisters in comedy and in life. In real life, they're called Rosie and Nicola. I recall the emotional roller coaster of a Mackie D's, and these guys tell me a real life horror story about an explosive mushroom bisque. They teach me that mushrooms are shrimps of the earth. Hanger is real, and Rosie really enjoys telling me exactly how she'd butcher and eat me. Correct. This is a fun one. They came round mine for a mushroom risotto. More mushrooms. Mushrooms everywhere. We joined the conversation with me showing off some chili-laced vegan mayonnaise.
It's called veganaise, but that sriracha one.
Oh, I love sriracha.
Okay, try it.
Yeah?
Okay.
Sick, I love sriracha.
I'll let you do your own dressing because you might want that because that is hot AF.
Okay, sick.
Let's put salt and pepper on here. This is fun.
I can't wait. This smells so good.
Okay.
I haven't eaten like a hot dinner in so long.
Oh, really? The weather's been too nice. And it's a bit cooler today.
It is.
First time in ages. Like, it's a lush breeze.
Yeah. I had shorts on this morning. Changed that.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to the Ocean Shopping Centre.
Thank you.
Everyone looked at me weird. Put it away. 17 degrees.
I've just given you a fork.
Fork's great.
Did you need a knife?
No. Fork's great.
Just use my sharpest finger. It's my pointiest knuckle. Claire and Joan. Right, you've brought some lager from Canada.
Yeah.
Called Steam Whistle.
Steam Whistle. And it's supposed to not give you hangovers because it's got five ingredients. So there's no like weird chemicals in there.
Yeah.
You'll taste the difference. Like, I used to drink like Carling and Carlsberg and stuff like that. Then I tasted this. I didn't drink any other beer after that. It's so good. Refreshing.
I will say that if you do drink enough of it, you will get a hangover.
I mean, it is still beer.
Yeah, yeah. They do tours. And whenever friends used to come and visit us in Toronto, we'd take on a Steam Whistle tour.
Because they sponsor, like, so much stuff in Toronto as well. So they sponsor their sketch comedy festival.
Oh,
there's so you get, like, free tours and, like, all this kind of stuff. So as soon as anyone visits, you're like, we're going to Steam Whistle.
Yeah.
And we're going to get absolutely tanked on all their free...
They just give you free beer as you go around.
Yeah, and
amazing.
If you finish one, they top you off.
Yeah. And then I went to one...
Top you off. They just top you off.
Just give
you a bit. You finish one,
enough.
You drink enough.
If you drink enough, you can top that off. I'm not condoning that at all.
For free.
Yeah.
So hang on, but neither of you are Canadian.
No, no.
You've just spent loads of time out there.
We just lived there for a bit, yeah, for a few years.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I'll give myself the glass. I've just realised still isn't clean.
Cheers.
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 Thank
cheers. Cheers.
Hey, thanks for coming round.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh my word, that is really nice. Oh god, that's so nice.
It's just refreshing. It tastes the best when it's like super cold. Mm. Doesn't taste good hot. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
No lager does. Mm. Are you into like IPAs and stuff?
No.
Oh, I can't be arsed.
Lager. Is Pilsner the same as lager? This is a Pilsner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the same as lager?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know what a Pilsner is.
It's
only got water, barley, hops and yeast.
Yeah. And it's called, it's got like 3FG.
What does that mean?
It means three fired guys. So there were three guys and they all worked for different beer companies and they all got fired. Then they went out to this forest. This is what you hear on the tour.
This is honestly what you've done the tour.
Okay.
So
often,
yeah.
You know the tour. You could run the tour. I think I'm getting the tour.
Yeah. And then they all went to a forest and like had drank loads of beer and then they're like, why don't we just set up our own company? And they tried to call it Three Fire Guys, I think. But then everyone was like, no one's going to buy that.
I would have.
And then they ended up buying like an old steam station or something. And it had a steam whistle in the thing, I think.
Yeah. It was like in a railway carriage or something. Like a railway something.
Railway. Mm. Nice.
Yeah. And so then they, on their bottles and on their cans, there's like a little 3FG. So they're still like Three Fire Guys, but it's like a...
Which I love you so much.
Yeah.
They were just the coolest people were there as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Just
and
like cool.
Give them like loads of free beers. So like,
they're like the kind of brew dog of Canada, basically.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Kind of, like,
but
small
cooler.
Starter.
Still cooler.
Even cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Even cooler.
Even cooler. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Because you can get brew dog in like Tesco's now, so they've sold out.
Yeah. Absolute. Veganaise is delish.
It's so spicy. No, so their normal veganaise is like the best vegan mayonnaise, but they do look a olive oily one.
I could eat that for a spoon.
It is killer. We're having a mushroom risotto. There's some leftover courgette in it. Is it cooked?
It's so good. This is like my favourite kind of meal.
Just like
carbs with a bit of stuff in it.
And it's all in one place.
There's
so
like sauce.
Mm.
Oh, I love stuff like this.
Great!
Let's keep it going.
So this risotto only took half an hour to cook, but sometimes, just seemingly out of nowhere, it just takes 3 days to cook the rice. I rarely bother.
Mm.
Out of fear that I won't have time in my life. I think I've just made it up, but I'll write it in the podcast notes, what I did. But I think, basically, I get my veg from this company called Oddbox that sell you wonky veg that supermarkets have rejected.
Amazing.
And they gave me a massive ton of mushrooms, which is why I made this. But I think you make a mushroom risotto sexy by using any dried mushrooms, but they don't have to be posh porcini ones.
Mm.
Whenever my mum goes to France, French supermarkets, I'm sure lots of European supermarkets, they just do like a massive plastic tub for a euro of any old dried mushrooms, and they'll be well snazzier than...
Why is that? Why are our mushrooms expensive?
I don't know. I don't know.
I love mushrooms.
It's kind of gone out of fashion here. Everyone's so terrified.
Yeah, so many people are like...
Rightly so.
Mushrooms. Mushrooms.
No mushrooms.
Slimy toads in my rice.
It's such a divisive thing.
I
eat them...
Bit of meat.
If our mum was, like, cooking, I would eat them off the side of, like, the thing, like, raw.
Nice. I'd eat them raw as well.
Love
I'd
them.
Bang into them.
Yeah.
Do you,
but they're
you
so
think
divisive.
When people hate them, they really hate the bit of a kind of Brexit food?
Yeah. Definitely.
Wars over it.
I've never had a fancy mushroom, though.
No.
That I know of. I've had a lot of mushrooms in my time.
One of those sneaky fancy ones posing.
I really like the idea. Yeah. You turned away from your drink in a bar one night and an oyster mushroom appeared.
Yeah, with a tiny, like, stick-on moustache, like, just a normal mushroom.
Don't look at me.
Bonjour, madame.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, madame.
Nothing to see here. Oh, it's so good.
I can't remember. I had a phase, like, as a student of being, like, into swanky mushrooms, like a dickhead.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wouldn't eat a Prussian mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What a twonk.
Where did you go to uni?
In London at LSE.
Did you go to London School of Economics? Yeah, I did. Did you do economics?
No. Did you go there?
No, I did Queen Mary.
Mm. That's around the corner, isn't it? Is it?
East London.
Mm.
Mile End. By Budgeons.
Oh, yeah. By Budgeons. Mm-hmm. I got it.
I'm in my time.
Are you into cooking, you two? You sound like you're into cooking.
I don't remember the last meal. I made hummus the other day. It's not very nice. It's
also not a meal.
also not a meal.
I made it a meal. Two pita breads and some carrot sticks.
Okay, that's
a meal.
Mum's living.
And I put the pita bread in a toaster so it was a hot meal.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
It was roasted red peppers, so the hummus was still hot from the red peppers, so the nice. Hummus was lightly hot.
That's posh cooking. You roasted peppers.
Yeah.
Whizzed up chickpeas.
Yeah.
Did you take the skins off the chickpeas?
That's what I didn't do, and then I was looking on people's websites, like, I typed in, how do I make my hummus creamy?
Mm.
And everyone was like, just take the skins off. And then I'm
just
like,
take the skins off.
Oh, I have, it like, 5 hours to take the skins off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you want to take a skin off a goddamn chickpea?
I did it once, and it was so pointless.
No.
I think you get creamy hummus if you just have really, big, juicy, posh chickpeas.
Mm, I didn't. I used Asda's.
Yeah.
Chickpea essentials. Asda. Like, we can cook, but we don't really.
My success rate of cooking is so low, and I lose my temper very quickly, and I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
You just seem like someone who loses their temper very quickly.
I've got the worst temper.
Oh, really? I missed something huge.
Every second, every day.
This morning, to be fair, I think this is fair enough, but I dropped a full box of brand new cereal over my kitchen floor, having overslept my alarm by 2.5 hours, and was so angry and was like, fuck! I just went mental. My roommate ran in and was like, are you okay? I'm like, I've dropped my cereal. And she's like, you have a problem. Chill out.
I'm like that too, though.
Really bad.
It depends on, like, how much sleep I've had and where I am in the month. And how hungry I am. So I was going to ask that. So we did a festival together a month or so ago.
Yes.
And I really loved it that you were saying to each other, like, should we probably get something now? And you were talking about, like, needing, it was a bit close to the gig, but that you probably should get something to eat because otherwise shit was going to get, like, bad.
Yeah.
As in, like, it was to do with your mood rather than, so when you're really hungry, are you a prick?
We recently discovered, like, our lowest points are when we're hungry.
Yeah.
Like, so when you're travelling at, like, five, you're going to, like, Didcot or Maidstone or whatever.
Yeah.
Where's Maidstone? No, Maidenhead. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Like, if we're writing in the day for the show of the night, you probably don't have time to cook a dinner because you're too busy stressing. So you just eat sweets for lunch. And then you'll be on the train at, like, 6, and it's hot. You're carrying, like, a keyboard and all the other shit that you bring with you. You arrive there and you're like, I cannot speak to this tech person because I'm about to shout. So I'm so, so hungry. I won't be able to concentrate for the whole show.
No.
So you have to get some dinner before.
You have to.
And did it up until that you had this realisation, which sounds like quite a recent one. One, what was happening in terms of arguments and poor technicians.
Yeah.
But two, like, you were just going ages without eating.
Yeah.
We're just super active. Really, really angry.
I just
snack
it.
So angry. We snack a lot. So it's a lot of, like,
big snackers.
And because Rosina's opposite, and I was like, I love buying Morrison's. So it's like, should we go and get something to eat? Yeah. Well, I don't want to eat a whole meal. Okay, well, I've got crisps. Okay, that's great. And I've got some fizzy strawberry laces. Great. Let's go to Wilco and get a bag of pick and mix. Sweet. And this will definitely tide us over and our bodies will feel fine and we won't kill each other.
Man.
Cut to, like, 10 minutes after we've eaten it and we've got no hair left. We've just, like, melted each other.
The sugar highs are so great and then the travelling lows are so awful. Like, when you're hungry after, like, a sugar rush on a train.
You called me yesterday and I was hungry, boiling hot, and frustrated at something or another. And she was like, I want to talk about this thing. We're like, I think I know how to fix it. I was like, I need to hang up. You're really pissing me off. And all she'd done was like, I think I have an idea. I was like, No, not now.
I'll tell you it's shit, even if it's amazing. Yeah, I'm really Don't tell me about your idea until I've had a sandwich. Like, it's so simple, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I remember, like, when you realise you're beyond hungry and then it's shit that you eat, it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
It's just the worst thing that you can do. But then why does your body scream for shit in those times?
Yeah.
Like, I really remember a phone call driving down to a gig in Folkestone, I think, somewhere like on an edge of Kent. And I remember ringing Mikey up and being like, my partner, and being like, I think I'm going to get a McDonald's. I've seen that there's a services for McDonald's, and I can't remember the last time I had McDonald's. It was definitely years ago. And I'm really going to get one, okay, because I deserve it. I've been working really hard. I haven't had time to... And he was like, get whatever you want. Like, you know, it probably made me feel like shit. I was like, excuse me. Anyway, I got it and, like, breathed it in. And then phoned him and was like, that was delicious. I just did a Big Mac burp and I liked it. That was so nice. It was so salty. I really liked it. And then half an hour later, I got to the gig and I phoned him and I was like, I feel so sad and I'm not funny and I'm just still hungry, actually. And he was like, fuck. Like the worst kind of I told you, but he honestly has to, and my closest friends as well will regularly be like, "Are you peckish?" Like,
it
instantly affects my tolerance.
Absolutely, yeah. My whole life is dictated by food. I don't feel comfortable unless I know where my next meal is coming from and what it might be.
Or is he's a 78-year-old man?
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Out for the potatoes.
I like the idea that you're going to have to marry someone one day who'll have their supper on the table at exactly the right time. Yeah. Like this.
Not because they want it, because Rosie's like, I need this right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like it when I don't know where the food is coming from. Not. Like the gig we did, I was like, it's a food festival. Fantastic. I immediately feel better. Because there's food around if I need it.
It was called Comedy Feast, wasn't
it? Comedy Feast.
But then do you get this? I kind of got there and went, it's quite a lot of choice.
Yeah.
I made the wrong choice as well.
Anxious. Did you? What did you have?
Vietnamese noodles, because I was really like something spicy with some sauce, and it looked and it smelled good. You got something really cool, like a bread
kind of
or something,
weird burgery thing, some kind of flat based chicken thing.
Oh, you got a burger.
Jackfruit
thing.
Burgers.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
It was a bit. It was nice, but it was like. Ooh, bread.
Yeah.
Big bread.
Yeah, I can remember not really feeling bread. But I mean, it wasn't the worst choice, but
it wasn't the best.
It wasn't my finest decision.
And you don't want to feel like at a food festival where there's literally anything you can have anything that you want, and you're like,
and Matt, you're like missing out. Like there's like 20 grams around you.
That's why I had. I just remembered that I said to you on the night, like, I've had a jackfruit burger. But I'm just letting you know now. I'm probably going to have another dinner in a minute. So I've had my first dinner really early so that I can get to have my other dinner later, because I can't bear the idea of leaving without trying. The things.
So true.
Yeah.
Food festivals should have like a tapas area where you get
so true.
Where someone from each stall comes and you can try all the stuff.
They do that sometimes. I've been to some kind of food festival. Where, I mean, it's so expensive to get in, but you just get little tasting plates. You go around and you'll be like, I want that big olive. And then they give you the big olive. And then you go to the next place and you're like, I want that piece of bread. And they give you a piece of bread.
You should have like a little lunch tray.
Yeah,
with like your dinner sections on it. Like that kid's where you've got like your dessert, like your space for your jelly cup. And you'd like whatever it is.
That's a brilliant idea. Like in American high schools where there's divots in the tray. Yeah. Or even like an old Nana one that you used to rest over the bath. Do you remember the trays you'd go over the bath and put your sponges in?
Yeah.
You could have that and you could get a wheelchair for when you're very full, but you still want to carry on.
And then you can rest it across your wheelchair, so you don't even have to hold it.
Yeah.
Just
seven.
There's a reason why they don't let English people go to those things, because they've seen what we do at a buffet.
They know that we're like,
that's where they try and price us out.
Yeah,
I bet for locals it's like a tenner a head. And then they see us.
They're like,
on our way in.
You're a little bit too red from the sun.
Ticket,
500 euros for you, madam.
Madam.
Okay, I'll pay it.
And yes, for 500 euros, you can have that big olive.
One big old olive. Money worth it. I love feeling hungry and then satisfying. There's nothing worse than eating when you're not completely hungry. Actually, there is worse things than that.
There's worse things.
I eat a lot actually when I'm not hungry, but I'll eat it anyway.
Yeah. I feel like I have an obscene love of feeling full as well.
Yeah.
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 Even like that, I think a lot of people are like, oh no, I feel like a bit sweaty and a bit like slow. And I'm like, no, that's nice. That's a nice feeling.
I think we have a problem as well, which our mum also does.
One of the many.
One of our many mums has this problem. Where I don't like, I hate waste. I hate food waste.
Mm.
And I will eat, even if I'm, like, pushing it into the pores in my face.
Yeah.
The thought, like, I'm quite upset that I'm going to pick these individual grains of rice off my plate because I hate the idea that there's that there. And so I will eat until it feels like it's coming out of my ears just to finish what is on that plate, which is not good. Do not condone it at all. Yeah. But I just hate waste.
There's
hate
two like things of it. Is it, on the one hand, like, I have a very fit and healthy cousin who says, yes, but eating once you're full is the equivalent of throwing it in the bin. Suppose is sort of...
There's logic. There's absolute logic.
There is logic in that.
Yeah.
But shut up.
Yeah.
It's not.
Shut your healthy mouth.
Shut your healthy mouth. You'll find it easy to do because it's so healthy.
You're probably doing it
really fast and really efficiently.
Yeah.
But also, what did that make me think of? Oh, the other day I had a meeting with a grown-up. And
a grown-up, not a big baby.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as usual, like someone who looks smart, like someone that's just succeeding.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, do you want to go for dinner? Da, da, da. And it wasn't until like 10 o'clock. And I was like, I can't wait. But we go to a restaurant. Like, yeah. So we just got starters and we had like these tempura vegetables everywhere. Everywhere. Too small bar, too small place. But as soon as, like, so I'd had some dinner at 7-ish, I think. Gone there, we'd done a bit of work, and then we got this food, and obviously then it had actually been another 3 hours. I should have just agreed to dinner, because this, like, two tiny starters arrived and realised that I was like... smash it, just really smashing it. Actually, sometimes when I've let myself get really hungry, I was like, well, I can't stop. And it's so embarrassing. And for this podcast, I've had to train myself. Like, so I came to the gym earlier and I was like, make a fucking, like, filling smoothie. So that when your guests come, you're not just like, and like, not asking any questions. Like, the whole point is I'm meant to be, like, chatting over food. And there have been some of these.
Yeah.
I won't mention which. Go back and listen. And it's like, oh, she hasn't asked anything for a while. I was like, God, the guest is chatting. But it's because I do that. But anyway, with this, in this meeting, like, and I sort of managed to slow myself down, but it meant that I really wasn't concentrating on what she was saying.
Yeah.
But then when it got to, like, it was all, the food was gone and I was focused on her again, then I realised that, like, I saw that she was, like, picking crumbs and, like, just rolling it a bit and then sort of flicking it off the table, like, in quite a kind of demure way.
Wait,
like
she was rolling tempura?
Well, like, there'd be, like, a few crumbs.
Like, big bogeys and flicking off the table.
Yeah, big bogeys. But maybe, no,
I don't think she was a proper
woman. Just sort of toying with them and then, you know, brushing them. Like the waiter would come and brush off the table. She was just, it was very demure. But because she was, like, dabbing the crumbs, I was like, you just copy what the person opposite you is doing. So I started dabbing, but then I was like, oh. And I just ate them up. I ate them up. All the greasy crumbs. Just lard.
Yeah.
Lard crumbs.
The best kind.
Jesus.
There is no better feeling, though, of, like, being so hungry and then having, like, a full plate and just being like, ah. There's the best kind of thing. And then after just being like... feeling. Done.
Yeah.
Sit on the sofa, let your belly hang out.
Yeah.
Watch it. Like, feel like 50% there, 50% not there.
Yeah.
It's like drugs.
Just while it sinks in and you feel like a snake when you see a snake, there's something massive in it.
Yeah. It's like, so true.
It's really nice.
The best feeling. Oh, God. We need to get out more. How do healthy people, like, not healthy people, but like gym people do it when they're like, I'm going to have the carrots at 11.
Yeah.
Seeds at 2.
I've tried to do it and I just don't care.
What, carrots at 11 and seeds at 2?
That's structured.
That's probably the name of a diet somewhere. Yeah, to be fair.
Juice at 5.
Juice at
5. Cry yourself to sleep.
Carrots at 11. Yeah. Are you doing carrots at 11, seeds at 2? Pop it on Twitter because someone will be like, oh my God, that's done wonders for me. Yeah, get it.
Yeah, you heard
it. I have to get, like, addicted to that thing. Like, I have to really, like, get into it. Otherwise... I'm like, 11:02, another carrot, like, finish the current carrots, more carrots, I'll eat some seeds, have a bag of crisps, do this. And then I'm like, oh, well, I'll do my seeds at 2 then, and then eat an entire bird feeder's worth of seeds. Like, I can't, I don't know how people do it. Like, unless I fully get myself, like, into the mentality and, like, addicted to it. I have to get addicted to that idea of, like, if I don't do this, then, like...
It's not a nice place to get yourself into, awful. Though. And I think, oh, God. I've been thinking about it loads, but there's lots of stuff with, like, with people who routinely are on those things. There's people who spend their whole lives on and off faddy diets, basically, for weight loss or for whatever, for health. And they're apparently, on average, less than 5% work.
Shut up.
And so you'll get people that regularly lose weight or whatever, build muscle on whatever thing they're doing, and then it'll go to shit again, and then they'll do it again, and they'll do it. But you're never, ever happy.
No. Yeah.
Ever. Until you're not trying to follow some insane rule. It's when your life takes you out of being obsessed with it, I suppose.
Yeah.
And, like, you're so busy on something, or, like, I think some of my healthiest times have been, like, just on a travel, where I was thinking, I'm in holiday mode. So I just, you know, have what I want when I want. I'll eat when I'm hungry. And then you end up coming back like the fittest you've ever been.
Yeah.
Because, well, often like you've gone somewhere hot or whatever, but you're not like sat somewhere with a like, 8-pack of Quavers going, I've just accidentally smashed them all because I had nothing on.
Yeah.
Like you're so doing true. Stuff and you're just absorbed in what you're doing and the adventure that you're in. I know drinking has, but has food or eating ever featured in or inspired one of your songs?
We do, a lot of us.
We actually had to calm down on songs about food because we went a bit heavy on. We went big and heavy. In our first show, we had a song about finger buffets, which we sang in Toronto. Turns out they don't know what a finger buffet is.
They thought you were talking about tables full of fingers.
No, they thought we were talking about
finger buffing. And it was like, oh yeah, we're sisters, blah, 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 blah. Here's a song about finger buffing.
It's finger buffing handset.
Finger blasting.
Finger blasting. That's an applause. Oh.
You have sex,
but... I say thank you properly.
Just do a two-finger clap.
Actually, that sounds filthy. Two sips of beer in.
So we'd see this song, and we'd be like, we're sisters. We're also a bit weird because we're British already, and so like Toronto audience are like, who are these weird sisters who are from Britain? And then we'd sing a song about finger buffets, and then
and it was like a sexy song about finger buffets.
Yeah, it was like a Marvin Gaye kind of song, like how much we love finger buffets.
I love it.
And then one of our friends who works for Steam Whistle was like, What is it? What are you singing about? Like, I know it's food, but they just didn't know what a finger buffet was, so we had to preface.
And he was like, oh, we literally thought you were singing finger buffing, which is why the audience was like,
oh. We're like, sausage rolls.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what a sausage roll is.
Don't know what it is in India, but in Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So sausage roll.
Yeah.
What could that mean?
Oh,
kind of chin hand job, maybe.
Mm. Or just...
Or like... You lie on the bed and just roll this way and wait for some, like, you try to land on the other person.
That's a nice, I like the idea that you repeatedly roll over them from left to right over and over again until hopefully, eventually, they're somehow aroused.
The toad is in the hole.
Can I get a new beverage? Do you want to try my rhubarb gin?
Yes. Yeah, I've got the tonic.
Let's do it.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
So this was a birthday present. Warner Edwards Victoria's Rhubarb Gin.
Wait, are you sure you want to open this?
Yes. My partner doesn't like gin, so it takes me a year to get through a bottle of gin. Including the odd, you know, spat of sharing like this.
Yeah.
Do you keep the bottles if it looks like that?
I don't, you know, because I live with a hoarder. As you can see, there's not much room in
here. I love having things around. I like having things around. Yeah.
It also looks
smells all right.
It sounds like a patronising thing when your grandparents say it, but like a house that feels like people actually live there and don't just like go and like sleep. And then, do you know what I mean? Like a house that's a human house that has human people.
I think you're being kind though. I mean, I know exactly what you mean, and I'd always like to live somewhere lived in.
Yes.
But I'd like to live somewhere where it looks like less people live here than here. This looks like 14 people live here, and it's two adults and a toddler. Do you think with rhubarb gin, we're still supposed to have a bit of citrus with it? I have got lemons.
I don't know.
We could try it without.
Let's try it without and see if we can be honest if you think it needs it. Also,
it's so fancy.
Just
it also
say
smells
when.
Smells amazing.
It does smell like strong, really doesn't it? And I don't know, I'm going to go... It's lunchtime, so I'm going to go pretty weedy, okay?
Yeah, that's good. Rhubarb's the big thing now, isn't it? Rhubarb gin.
Is it?
Fever tree. Posh Times.
On Four Spark.
Yeah, posh. My mum bought me these for my birthday. She bought me like some really cool, like spicy gin, like a. I can't remember what it's called.
Is it called Ophir?
Yeah, it's got the elephant best. In the front. Yeah, I drink it with curries. It's really, really good.
It's so good. Yeah. Isn't it? Pink peppercorns and flowers.
That's
and
it.
So good.
It's really, 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 really good.
It's my favourite, I say, before I've tried this.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, fuck, that's nice, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I'm so glad gin. I can taste the rhubarb. I was really worried that from the smell that it might be a bit like this is gin. That it definitely can taste rhubarb. Mm.
That's delish.
We're having a nice day. My mum's got a champagne rhubarb plant in her garden, which is apparently very rare, and it's like moved from every house my nana's ever had, and she's always threatening to get rid of it because no one there likes rhubarb. I can't get through enough of it, and I keep forgetting every time I visit to bring a load back. Because you can freeze it.
Sell it on Etsy.
You can stew it and sell it on Etsy.
People love that stuff on there.
What, a whole rhubarb?
I don't know. I know nothing about Etsy, but
I think it's jewellery.
I think it's rhubarb. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Special rhubarb site. Very modern. With the salad, that purple salad that we add in with the normal spinach hasn't got a name yet.
Should we name it now?
Yeah. On Oddbox, they do this thing where farms like are inventing new lettuce That's hybrids, so and cool. they give you the ones that they haven't decided which ones meet the test, and they ask you for feedback.
For feedback?
Let's give them some feedback on your purple. I don't have to describe it other than purple one.
I just put that in my mouth and took it out to smell it. Like a true rhubarb.
Does it smell of rhubarb gin?
It smells like... Because it smells something.
I don't think it tastes too far from lettuce, so there's a good start.
Considering that's what it is. I like it. It's not too earthy, and sometimes purple ones can be a bit bitter. Like,
you can taste the dirt on purple ones sometimes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's quite juicy. If you like...
Taste the dirt. Or a bit gritty.
It's not that strong.
Yeah. No, it's nice. Really light. Mm. Not peppery.
No. I like the texture.
Is this spinach?
Yeah,
it's that tasted spinach. Like butter. That tasted like Big Mac and chips. I really like this red.
Yeah, I like the red. Yeah. Oh, I think the spinach tastes of farts on its own.
Mm. Mm-hmm. No, I got chips. I got buttery chips.
Buttery chips?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that something you've ever tried? Chip butty, I suppose.
Yeah. Probably.
Of course. Fucking hell.
Perfect.
Shit.
Perfect.
Proper, just remember
good
them.
Butter. Yeah.
What an impromptu thing to just have a memory of.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When we first moved to Toronto, we had no jobs.
Yeah.
So we decided to... Well, we were young. we decided to do a blog where we ate the national food of the day every single day for a whole year. So 365 days. Well, we had not much else to do.
No.
There were definitely arguments during that. Of like,
100%.
You do the food today. Or like, you started to get a part-time job, so I took a bit.
You took a bit more.
But Nicola was... probably better at writing.
I was better at writing and you were better at cooking, but to be quite honest, neither of us wanted to do any of it, but we were too far in.
The first 2 months were brilliant. Like, we're having a great time.
First 60 days, sweet spot. And
you
then
forget.
You've got 300 more to go. Where you're like, why Shit. The fuck have we done this?
What foods did you have to eat as part of it? Were there any real revelations?
We often, because it was like a comedy, it was funny.
Arguably.
Sounded like one of the days was lobster bisque. Like,
wow.
My unemployed self is not going to buy lobster, yeah. And I don't know what bisque is. So we, what did we do instead?
Maybe that was when we did the mushroom soup.
Oh, we did mushroom soup because we were like, mushrooms are the fish of the sea. No, fish of the ground. What did we say?
Fish of the earth?
The fish of the earth?
Something of the...
Shrimps of the sea? Shrimps of the earth.
Shrimps of the sea are just shrimps, mate. You know, shrimps of the sea.
So is shrimp.
So we made mushroom soup.
Wasn't it something like... It was like in the history of it, it was like if you go to a restaurant and you don't want lobster bisque or like you're a vegan, they would give you like mushroom biscuits.
Something like that.
We like also didn't have very much money, so we just kind of do what we could with the money and time that we had. So a lot of it was like eating around the thing that we were supposed to be eating.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rosa made mushroom soup.
And we didn't have a blender, so I just went to the shop and got loads of mushrooms, just really finely chop them up.
Oh.
Put them in some vegetable stock. Over peppered it, and then Nicola ate it and had the shits. It was literally just dirty bath water with tiny mushrooms in it.
And fuck ton of peppers.
And the most pepper you've ever seen, and a spoon. And Nicola got really sick. We both had the squids, but you got it a bit worse than I.
The glamour of a lobster bisque.
Yeah, exactly.
We should have just done lobster bisque, really.
We should have.
You can
get
it in a tin, I think, can't you?
Sometimes. Oh. We were naive. Clam chowder, yeah.
Are you guys fussy about food? Sounds like you're trying those things.
Are you
fussy
kids?
No.
I don't think so, no. You didn't like olives as a kid.
But now I love them.
Do you?
Love an olive.
Great.
I didn't from a kid and still don't like things with like a mushy consistency. Like I can't eat mashed potato,
right.
But will eat a baked potato.
Yeah.
And like rice pudding and stuff like that.
Baked potatoes you can keep that pretty solid, can't you?
You can.
On how
you're
still,
once you put it in your mouth, it's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's something that I haven't quite been able to get.
You don't
like
porridge, do you?
It's that kind of consistency. It
right.
literally makes me
drooly kind of
gag. Yeah,
yeah.
I can't watch people eat it either. It makes me physically sick.
I feel like I should have known that before we did today, just in case.
Just in case.
You'd
eat like mashed potato.
Possibly British and would still eat it if someone gave it to me, yeah.
What's the worst thing you've ever eaten out of embarrassment or awkwardness like that?
I ate fish pie once and was just like,
we had to go to a posh lady's house.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
For work?
No. When we were younger. And they're the nicest people, and they put on big dinner parties. They've got like this old medieval courthouse. It's just the most beautiful thing, and we got invited over with our family. It was fish pie, but we were like sort of new to the village, so we sort of Mum, it's fish pie. What do we do? Yeah, she doesn't like either, but she was like, we're just gonna eat the fish pie and it'll be fine. We probably just ate it.
Yeah.
And had some veg.
I just like poked it around the plate a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. But the fish pie was probably the best fish pie ever because this lady was an absolute boss at whatever she did. But yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm not a huge fish fan. I do like sushi. But again, if someone was like, this is the best fish, I'd still eat it. I'd like to
try
it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat octopus. You can stick that up your ass.
Really?
No way. No,
like
that's the sickest. Octopus is the sickest animal that's ever been born, and it shouldn't be around.
It's just the spider of the sea.
It's the spider of the sea.
It's delicious, though.
No way on earth. The thing, suckers?
Yes. It's really like crunchy.
I would be sick.
Sorry.
I would be sick.
I would try.
I'm stressed about that. Would you try it? What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I used to work in a butcher shop. Oof. And they'd cook up anything.
Really?
They ate lamb testicles just before I left. I wasn't there to eat them, but apparently they were delicious.
Yeah.
They'd just cook things like lots of offal. I'd eat lots of offal.
Well, that's really good for you, though, isn't it? And it's good that they're, like, using it all up.
Yeah.
There's a butcher's at the end of the road that does, like, bags for dogs. So that they use everything. They do whole carcass butchery. It's best. And then they're not wasting anything.
Yeah. We'd get lots of nutrition people coming to the shop who ask for that, so...
Yeah, exactly. And hearts and stuff's supposed to be amazing for you.
Yeah, people always come in for chicken hearts. Chicken hearts and duck hearts.
So, like... We so don't want our meat to be meat that it makes most people kind of revulsed.
Yeah, unless you're like a real foodie. Yeah. And like, but some of them are the tastiest. Chicken livers are so tasty.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
I'm going to ask you a question from one of my listeners, Catherine McRae. Sorry, Catherine, I hope that's how you say it. But what skint food sacrifices have you ever had to make, or any like budget meals you've mottled together outside of mushroom soup? Mushroom lobster bisque.
At uni, I was really sort of skimpy with money.
Mm.
My lunch every day, I'd always have brown flakes for breakfast with milk, cup of tea, two Rye Vitas with Branston pickle sauce, like the chilli sauces.
Okay.
I just put that on there. And then dinner, I'd have some toast. And then a bottle of Strongbow for the night. And I did that for a really, really long time.
That's
like variations on, like, sometimes I'd put a cheese.
Sorry, this was at uni?
At uni, yeah. It was the first, or soup for dinner.
Yeah.
Like a tin of Heinz soup.
Were you in Halls?
Yeah, I was in Halls, yeah.
I had super noodles, chicken super noodles every single day for lunch.
But they're
every day.
They're delicious. I had a packet of soup the other day.
But that is salt and sugar.
Yeah. They remind me, we used to eat those a lot at home.
Yeah.
Getting from school and have super noodles. Oh, summer fried chicken super noodles. Or mild curry, I'd like some cayenne on top.
I think you can't get better than the basic chicken.
This so good. That's what I had the other day.
In the international food aisle of my supermarket, the 28p noodles, which are far superior than Morrison's ones because they actually have flavour. And I would arguably say I'm addicted to them. I just love them. But they're shit. But they're good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
satisfying shit.
Satisfying shit.
They're kind of good go-to thing in a hotel room post-gig.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take 4 minutes.
Yeah. 4 minutes. Kettle only required.
Yeah. I don't know if, like... I'll often go home and be like, what is left in my fridge? Sometimes if you've had a week where you spent a lot and you're like... Let's just not buy anything for the next 4 days.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to use up...
Everything in
there.
Yeah.
Like an egg and some tomatoes.
It's
I'll do that, actually, if there's eggs. I'll just throw anything into an omelette.
Eggs, you can do a frittata or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever
you got.
Yeah.
It's harder when you get down to the jars.
Yeah. Jars of eggs.
Oh,
a jar of eggs for dinner.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah,
no, you're like, I can have some reggae.
Yeah.
I can have a bottle of some reggae on some mango chutney.
Yeah, mango chutney.
So true.
We've got like 5 jars of mango chutney.
I've got 2 at the moment.
Delish, though.
So delicious.
I could eat mango chutney with a spoon.
Oh.
And lime pickle. That is my big fall down.
Best.
Yeah. Really, 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 really spicy curry covered in lime pickle.
Yeah.
And a cup of tea.
I'm glad you love spicy food as much as me.
The spicier, the better.
I don't feel like I've met enough people that love spicy food as much as me. Have you ever eaten just a chili on its own?
The other day, when I was making my hummus.
You just ate one for fun?
Well, I thought, it was a pack of mixed chilies.
Right.
So, and I didn't know how spicy they were because the recipe asked for serrano peppers. And I didn't know what the spice of serrano pepper, but I assumed a bit of spice. Serrano sounds spicy. Serrano.
Whereas a Scotch bonnet sounds cute,
but they are
fucking lethal.
They're big ones. And so I just picked out one of the green ones and just ate it. It was the seeds.
I think apparently it's the pith, not the seeds.
The
killer heat is in.
Oh, maybe I've got it in my brain.
It's one of those of those things we were sold in like some 90s TV chef said seeds and the word spread.
Ah, that's probably why.
Blame Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Yeah. Oh, I also do remember in the butcher shop they used to make their own stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the guys bought in a homemade, I don't know what the chili was, but it was stupid. And he was like, everyone try this. It's the spiciest thing you'll ever taste, but try it. And it ripped off the skin from the top of my mouth.
Yeah.
And the boys were taking like massive spoons.
No.
Yeah.
Were
everyone
they
was
Ill?
Crying.
Were they Ill?
No. They'd eat like raw chicken and be fine. Like,
what?
They were fine. They were normal people.
They weren't normal people. They were animals.
They
did
raw stuff all the time. Yeah.
So, back to silly. If there was nothing else left in the world, would you eat a person?
Absolutely.
You're bang up for it. She's been a butcher.
I think I would.
She'd kill them.
Rosie tells people when she meets them, she knows how she would butcher them.
What?
I think I would. I think I'd be able to work it out.
Yeah. How would you butcher me?
I'd tell you a couple of jokes. While you're laughing, I'd grab your legs. Hang you upside down from the coconut tree. Coconuts would fall and they knock you on the head, so they do the job for
me.
They've
stunned me.
Yeah. I'd tell you a couple more jokes. Yeah, they probably would. I think on a desert island, if I had to come to killing someone and I was feeling very weird,
yeah,
I would probably kill a person, yeah.
And eat them up?
I'd eat their bum first. Then
I've never asked this before. It's just like, oh God.
I'd eat the bum and the cheeks. The cheeky stuff. I think that would be the tastiest stuff of a person.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What about you?
I wouldn't be able to kill a person myself, I don't think.
No.
What if it was someone who you just hated?
I might. If I hadn't eaten, actually, that hanger would set in and I'd probably just fucking punch them or hit them with something.
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, I guess we're here now.
Even if you didn't have to kill them, though, if someone had already cooked a person really nicely.
Yeah, I think I could.
Oh, amazing.
I'd do it for intrigue, to be like, I've tasted a person, what's next?
Also, I think... You asked this question, and I was like, I'm so sure that everyone's going to say, no. And then one time I was really, really hungry, and I walked past a really filthy Greg's.
Oh, yes.
And it's, well, and I was like, I don't know what's in that. That could say, it's pork, which apparently smells exactly the same.
Yeah.
My mouth was like crying, streaming with liquid, and I was like, I could eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm less hungry, I could eat anything.
I feel like if there was enough vegetation, though, I would just eat the vegetation.
But oh, you'd have to be starving. There has to be nothing else left.
Worst case scenario. Nothing else left. Or if I really like the person, I just kill myself. Or they can eat me. Depends how much I like the person. If it was you, I wouldn't eat you because that would be disgusting.
That'd be weird.
You'd be full of hula hoops.
I'd take like a giant Watson.
You'd take like
We've
a giant
Watson. We've run out of time.
All right.
So we have pudding. I've got to my end question.
Pids.
Let's do pids.
I bought brownie. I made some brownies.
Whoa.
And some ice cream and raspberries.
Oh my God, amazing. Oh, lucky.
I haven't tasted them, so I don't know what...
Just get normal bowls out.
Yeah,
Normal bowls or little things?
Shit, I've been.
Fucking hell, you made brownies.
Yes, they're vegan ones as well.
Oh,
never made
a vegan. Thank you.
Hardly ever eat puds.
No, I don't bother with puds. You're not pud people.
No.
I do like sweet stuff.
Yeah.
I think it sometimes feels nice if you do go for dinner and then you have a pudding and you feel like you've done a dinner properly.
Thank you so much for actually baking, though.
Very kind. We've got lots of time on our hands.
So it's a vegan chocolate brownie with what nuts is on the roof?
Just mixed nuts. Cashews are in there.
Oh, lovely.
It's a couple of
walnuts.
Almonds. Oh, it looks really cakey.
I thought it was
more pro vanilla and some fresh raspberries.
That ice cream tastes like human ice cream.
I think it was more cakes than it is brownie.
Human ice cream.
Yeah, my friend literally can't eat anything.
So like, nice. You're allergic to things.
It, like, they all affect her nervous system.
What?
She was having these crazy body problems for ages. She'd have, like, fits.
Shit.
And, like, her hand goes into a claw. She'd get really sick. She had one when I was around her. It's very funny to watch.
A claw.
She had one when I was around her house once and I was like... Oh my God, do I like call the ambulance? And she can't speak, like, so she just sort of curls up and then, like, does, and like her belly will do this and she can't, so she uses like her mouth.
Oh,
it's the craziest stuff. And then they like were just slowly working out the bits of her diet. And then she had to, she just did this scheme on the NHS where they like, they basically do therapy with you and they do like brain therapy and body therapy and like make you exercise and stuff. And she's got loads better from it.
Wow.
And like loads of people seem to have the same thing or like variations.
This is so nice. It's like, it's really fudgy. It's really cakey.
I think it's more cake than brownie.
What is the difference, really?
No, it's just
brownie's
sugar.
Thicker, is it?
They're like stodgy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a bit more like stodge. Cake should have more flour in, shouldn't it? I think.
There's not much flour in this.
There's like... probably equal parts flour to sugar. Is that a normal cake? Same flour, same sugar?
Didn't tell you.
Not a clue.
I don't know. No idea. Our mum's a master cake maker.
Let's see.
I now need to make cakes for a living.
Wow. Kind of. Or like she just used to make birthday cakes and wedding cakes and stuff.
Wicked.
Mm. I think she did it since she retired. Like it wasn't. She didn't do it as her career. She started doing it and then ended up doing it for everyone's like birthdays and Christmases and stuff.
So can't go wrong with vanilla, raspberry and chocolate.
No.
Combo.
Lush.
Also, I can't remember the last time I just had vanilla ice cream.
It's
the tits, isn't it?
Yeah. I like it when it's with stuff.
Yeah. You couldn't choose that, could you, from like a lineup of ice cream?
No way.
Just having ice cream.
No way.
Oh, unless maybe it's a Mr. Whippy.
Oh, Mr. Whippy with Flake, but it's got to be real Mr. Whippy. Yeah. There's a Lewisham ice cream van. The ice cream isn't great.
Is he a faker?
It's that classic, like, very watery.
Bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got to be proper Mr. Whippy.
Like that the other day.
Mm.
No use to man or beast.
Well, good creamy.
Mm. My friend Gemma Marsh, her dad Giles, Gilo to friends. Used to run an ice cream van down at Lulworth Cove, near where we grew up. And once only, we were allowed to run it for him. And we weren't allowed to ever do it again. It was a quiet day towards the end of the season, but we took turns. We took all the metal paraphernalia out from underneath the, like the beer tap, but for ice cream for Mr. Whippy Maker, so that we could get fully our whole bodies underneath it. And we just took turns. You'd open your mouth, like try and get your jaw as open as possible, and then just turn it on at the slowest it would come out, so that the Mr. Whippy went straight down into your throat.
Oh my God.
And actually, it was really hard to go for more than a few seconds because the cold,
the cold
set into your brain and like the swallowing at that pace.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was what we did was ruin a brilliant thing. But it was brilliant. So fun.
Chugging ice cream.
My God.
So fun.
I would love to stick my mouth under an ice cream thing. Same as a beer tap.
It was one of the most, I mean, it's not the sort of thing you'd think to put on your bucket list, but it should be there.
Yeah. Mm. I love anything where you have to pull. A plunger and stuff comes out.
Yes.
Just put in your mouth underneath that.
Yeah.
Unlimited. On tap.
I've never done it under a beer tap.
Only once. On my last day of work.
You set your head under a beer tap?
Yeah. I didn't owe them anything. I owe them none of my hygiene.
I love it.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one big last end question.
Oh, no.
It's a ridiculous situation. Okay, here's your situation. They finally invent a hoverboard, but the patent gets bought by a giant king of bell tips who decides to militarise it and only ever use it for killing people inside hospitals and schools. Unless, and this is weird, but it's what he's demanding, unless you two do those sit-ups that you do where your legs are tied to each other's legs, but you both sit up at the same time and high-five at the top, and you have to do 1,000 of them. And then, and only then, he's promised to physically dissolve live... along with his patent, so it will be millions of lives saved and hoverboards for everyone.
Amazing.
You do it! You're heroes! But you're in the most excruciating, slippery, sweaty pain you have ever known. It's the hardest thing you've ever physically done, ever. But you're allowed a shower or whatever until you feel better, and your reward is the feast of your dreams. It doesn't have to be. Nothing in here has to be realistic or practical or, like, possible. I want to know what you're eating. What is your idea of perfection? What you're eating, what you're drinking, who, with, and where?
A human person. On a desert with a side of coconut.
With a side of coconut.
Okay. That's a full nightmare.
Okay.
I'd want a roast dinner.
A roast dinner.
I'd want Nan's roast dinner.
Favourite roast?
A beef roast dinner.
Yeah.
With a chicken, just in case.
Okay, good.
And she used to cook her potatoes in dripping, like beef dripping. And she'd keep a bowl of it in the fridge. And she just... So I think I'd do that. Or maybe like a potluck roast dinner. So like all the people that you invited brought something, maybe. I don't know.
So you're inviting a lot of people.
I would invite, like, family, but then, like, chosen family.
Careful.
One auntie, yeah. One cousin.
Wasn't like, yeah, our actual family, and then the people where you're like, you're not my family, yeah, but you're my chosen family. But there would be a curfew, so like the family would have to leave at like, say, 9 p.m. So they could join in, but then from 9 p.m. onwards, the chosen family would stay, and then it would like kick off.
Nice.
I think, maybe.
Mm.
What are you having?
I think I would have a mini barbecue for starters. You know, when you're a barbecue, yeah, to get like maybe like a chicken leg, a burger, all the little pastas and this couscous,
yeah,
and salad.
Yeah, a barbecue.
Like a mini, you know, like a mini tap, like this size plate version of that. And then move that, and then we'll have a really spicy chicken jalfrezi.
Nice.
Rice, pashwari naan. Steam whistle beer. For dessert, I'll go back to some of the cold leftovers from the barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Instead of a sweet thing, you'd go back and have
instead
cold burgers,
thing,
cold,
yeah,
sausages.
Maybe I have like a packet of wine gum shirt there, just in case.
You've had
I
some
need
sugar.
A bit of sugar. I've had wine gums after curry before. Really, like curry, yeah, curry that will just burn your mouth.
Yeah.
A really cold steam whistle.
Yeah,
that's what I'd have. Yeah.
God, that sounds amazing.
And I'd like it on a, mine would be, only because I'm thinking about it at the moment, but like a dock in Ontario, somewhere in Ontario, like a cottage,
yeah,
a cottage place, and the sun's just setting.
Yeah.
The lake is really soft. You know, those soft lakes.
Yeah, really squidgy
lake. Yeah, I might go for a swim between the starter and the main. Just move the salads around.
just shuffle everything down.
Do the salad shuffle.
Really good shuffle. Get everything, get
then
the pasta into all the cracks.
Yeah, and so back for the, put my tie on and have a curry.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Curry time.
Oh, just as the sun is setting.
I love it that even after all those sit-ups, you've still got the energy for a swim as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
Yeah. And I'd have Billy Joel playing in the background.
Nice.
Like, literally playing.
Literally, the
he
real
know.
Billy
on
Joel.
Yeah,
the
you
real
can.
Age,
why
DJ.
Not? He's
yeah.
got to be there.
Got to be there.
A particular song?
Don't go changing.
Just the way you are.
Try please me. Yeah, that one. Or Italian Restaurant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just to be ironic.
Just to be
ironic.
Well, if he's there, you can just make him change it to Canadian.
Yeah, yeah. My barbecue restaurant.
Beautiful.
I love those two so hard. Thank you, Flo and Joan. Follow them, please, on everything. They're at Flo and Joan, and see their new show. It's called Alive on Stage. It's at the Edinburgh Fringe right now, and I'm sure it's selling out, so get in there quick. It's glorious news, though. They're touring in the new year. Oh, I think from the autumn, actually. Go, go, go. Definitely from the autumn, because I know they're near my friend's house in Corsham in November. Definitely go and see them. Go and see them immediately. Go and see this show. Every time I see them, they have me pissing my pants. They're so good. It's songs. Really, really, really funny, but also slightly horrible songs. Please go and see them. I'm on all the socials. The podcast is at The Hoovering Pod, and my personal one is at Jessica Fosterhugh on Instagram, Twitter. Follow us, tell other people about the podcast. You are the PR for this podcast. Every time you rate, review, subscribe, or tell someone you like, yeah, don't tell dickheads, just tell good people, but tell all the good people. And, you know, have an open mind. Someone might be a dickhead, but they could have the potential for change. You can tell them, tell everyone, tell the dickheads, tell everyone about the podcast. let's get more people listening to this. And if you've got actual pennies you'd like to put towards helping me continue and grow this podcast, again, it's patreon.com/thehooveringpod. If you'd like to get in touch with me with anything longer than a tweet or whatever, my website is jessicafosterq.com, and you can email me through there. I love it when you do get in touch. An extra big thank you to those of you who are contacting me. I love it. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.